across from the old settlement. And truly, then that's when the beginning. The renovation only lasted 10 years, and the effect was so great, and it actually changed the lifestyle ever since then. And then eventually it so happened by freak accident or the nature's accident or nature's force or change in 1986, the old Hudson Bay settlement was destroyed. It was still not yet the Indian community, it was just temporary village. And it was destroyed, and that's when our people moved. Our young people move up to here in this place called Piwanag. And it is the first time that the Muskego people in Winnisk area that they actually move themselves, decide to settle into community. And this is it. That's a very quick preview of what I am doing. And here I am now, the year 2001. It has been 14 years at least since we moved here. Now I want to begin again where I have started. Just a minute. Let me begin again. Anyway. What I want to talk about is when I begin to realize that our culture was coming to an end, somewhere around 1965, that's when I begin to think about that we should try to save some of the stories that I have heard from my grandparents and other elders that was dying off at that time. But then it didn't happen. I was too busy trying to make my living. And in 1970 is when I began to really think that it was time to do something. I had already started to collect stories from 1965. But in 1965, I did record a few things. Not much recording the elders, not the ones that were old at that time. In 1965, my grandmother died, which I have never got a chance to record her. But the thing is, the Roman Catholic missionary had the recording machine, and I saw that. And they used to record it, our elder by the name of David Sutherland. And his voice and his story was so amazing to be heard in that machine. But the only problem was that he was speaking to the missionaries. And the missionary priest did not understand the language very well. And they did not speak the Cree language that good. The only person that speak well in a language was the bishop below, and the other one was Father Pari, I think is his name. Anyway, Father Para is the one that used to understand Cree, but he did not speak well in the language. The problem what I'm talking about is that when they want to ask question or when they interview the elders to be recorded, their questioning was so bad. The elder just couldn't say anything. He just sometimes laugh because he couldn't help laugh at the way the priest said things. So the elders used to look at the priest like a little young people who don't know how to speak and don't know much about what they ask for. So they did not speak to the priest as an elder or as an adult. They speak